7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercies endures forever. I welcome everyone to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. This is going to be a night you will live to remember. The word of the Lord is going to come in power, and yoke shall be broken. Blessings will flow in your life like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful tonight in the name of Jesus, the most exalted name in the whole universe. We thank you because of your glory. Thank you because of your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you because of the access that we have to the throne of grace. Thank you because all things is done. Lord, we worship your majesty. We glorify you tonight. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your word to us in the language we will understand. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that you will just use this tongue tonight to declare your word in wisdom and in power, that, Lord Jesus, your people will be blessed. There will be salvation. There will be deliverance. There will be breakthrough on every side. You will build your people up from the inside. Lord Jesus, dominion shall be effected in the life of everyone. Thank you, because we know all glory will be to you alone in this broadcast. To you be praised in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I welcome you one more time to this awesome time to dine on the same table with Jesus as he begins to show us the way of living. And don't forget that we've been dealing with this issue, war against failure. War against failure. Now listen to this. Failure is a violation of God's divine plan for his children. You must not wait for it to come. You have every power in God to destroy failure. Failure is when your dreams are not accomplished. Failure is when your aspiration is dashed. When the enemy is taking over, when things that you are expecting is not coming forth. Now, those are the things that, and those are not God's plan for you. Now, when you begin to see yourself contrary to the word of God, you are setting yourself up for failure. When you begin to see your life contrary to God's divine word, now you are putting yourself in bondage. Now, the truth of the matter is, the way God sees you is is different from the way you see yourself and the way people see you. It's different from the way you are brought up. Now, you are born of God. You are an overcomer. You belong to the family of the Almighty God. God is your dad. You carry his DNA. The Bible says, he that is born of God, he said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He said, who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So when you get saved, you cross from being a failure to a success, physically, spiritually, financially, in every realm. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. So the Bible said, Jesus Christ came here, and he began to tell everyone, he said, you are a city set on the hill. You cannot be hidden. It doesn't matter what he's trying to cover your glory. It's impossible. Because the Bible says you are a city set on the hill. You are the light of the world. Darkness cannot overcome you. You need to have this understanding. No matter how small light is, when he step into darkness, darkness bows. And that is who you are. Now, this is not what you are trying to become. Because where religion comes in is that everybody is trying to be the light. No, you are the light of the world. But you need to know that you need to step into that reality and begin to live it, because you are not the oppressed looking for freedom. Mm-mm. You are born into liberty. You are not even a sinner saved by grace. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the saint of the Most High God. That is how God sees you. But you must agree with God to see it manifest. Otherwise, it won't just happen because you're a Christian. You need to have a new revelation of who you are in Christ. So wisdom is not just passing an examination. Oh yeah, that guy is so wise. He passed an examination. There are so many foolish people that pass exams. Because I'm going to explain it to you. It's not just passing an exam. It's not just being eloquent. No, it is winning in life. That is wisdom. Application of God's divine ways to solve earthly issues. You are using God's ways of solving earthly issues. You are applying the kingdom principles to rule the planet earth. Now listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 55, the Bible says, verse 8 and 9 said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, are my thoughts than your thoughts." Can you just imagine that? God is saying, I am not your mate. My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And you need to have that understanding. You need to have that revelation. And until you have that revelation, it's not just going to happen. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That is the word of the living God. Now, God wants every one of us to have this understanding that the ways of God are higher ways. And I begin to think about this, that one of the ways and the reason why people cannot understand God and walk in that revelation is because God's ways is beyond human intellect. You can't take that one to classroom. No, it's beyond human intelligence. And it is not what you bring about to analyze. God's ways must be believed. Now, when you believe his ways of operation, you begin to operate at his level. Jesus is that way. Jesus is that way. That is why the Bible says, he said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And my ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts are your thoughts. The ways of God is Jesus. That is the truth. When you have that revelation, now I'm not talking about religion here. Now when you have that revelation of who Jesus Christ is to you, you go to bed. I'm telling you, in fact, Jesus Christ said, he said, casting all, not some, casting all your burden, casting all your burden. It can be spiritual, it can be financial. Can I just tell you this? There is no small burden that Jesus can carry, and there is no big burdens.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you see, it's me, I cause it. Come on, change your language. He knows who caused it, but he says, throw it to me, I carry it. Now, you need to know that these new ways of living will lead you to higher forms of life. You have access to that new way through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. You have access. The people in the world may not know, may not have it, but you have access to the wisdom of God, to the power of God, to the ways of God. I'd like you to remember one of the things that is going to make the envy of that bring the world on their knees and make the church of the envy of the world. It's not our church building. No, thank God for beautiful buildings. What I'm talking about is going to be the wisdom of God in practical display. When we begin to get answers, we everybody are collapsing. When people are going down and we are rising. When we are not affected by economy, we are not affected by situation, we are not affected by sickness and disease. People we know, we want to ask us questions. How are you doing it? Can you just imagine? Who will not ask Israel when Moses was leading them? Who is that God have missed you? The Bible says, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved king for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. The Bible says in Psalm 107, 105, verse number 37, the Bible says, he brought them forth with gold and silver. And there was no one feeble person among their tribe. Hey, can you just imagine 3 million people, no headache?
Amen.
Come on now, if you are there, you will go to their camp too.
Yes.
And that is the wisdom of God in display, because that is something God told Moses that changed the topography of the life of Israel. The moment they killed the animal, God stepped in. As long as Israel is walking in the covenant of God, they didn't have any problem with the enemy. See what Jesus Christ was saying here in Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. So that means when you do what he says, you are operating in wisdom. Let me tell you this. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter your position. There comes a time when winds of life come, the storms of life comes. But the word of the Lord said the storm came to this man building, but because it was built on the rock, when the storm came, it couldn't sink. The Bible said he beat so hard against the building, but the building stood. Now he said, even when there is storm, because your life is built on the rock, which is the word of God, he said, you will be sustained. You cannot sink the way people are sinking. But I know such a person that is so religious and I think he's spiritual, but I don't know what happened. The person, you don't know what that person believes. You don't know whether I even know what the Bible says. Now, listen to this. God wants you and I to be God to every situation that confronts us.
Yes.
Can I just say that one again?
Yes,
God wants you to be a God to every situation that confront you. And being a Christian does not mean you are a God to that situation. It is the word that abides in you, not the one you hear, the one you listen and digest, the one that is in you. That is what makes you a God over a situation. See what Jesus Christ said here in John chapter 10 and verse 35. John 10, 35. He said, if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came and the scriptures cannot be broken. He called them God, not just because they were following him, but unto whom the word of God is come. So if you allow the word, you will be building wisdom. And God's wisdom will solve every earthly issues. Watch this. I was saying this one last week, and I said that the word of God is the wisdom bank. Is the manual for living. Out of the wisdom of God, everything was created. The Bible says God, by his wisdom, he created the earth, and by his understanding, he made the heaven. He established the heaven. Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone. I am taking you to a place whereby you see the scripture as the manual for life. You don't just put it on the table until you gather dust. It is your addiction to the word of God that makes you an envy of your word. And today again, I'm going to continue from there. That I know you now know the wisdom of God is in the word of God. Number two is, you must seek the wisdom until you find it. Seek it. Every child of God have access to the wisdom of God. Nobody is supposed to play foolishness. Your heavenly father is the most high. You can't be the most low child. Your heavenly father is the only wise God. You cannot be the only foolish child. So you need to come to this understanding that the wisdom of God is real, but is hidden. The wisdom of God is real, but is hidden. And if you will not do that, if you will not do that and seek the wisdom of God, it will just jump on you. Now see this in Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 2. He said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of the king is to search it out. So you have to search out the matter. Everything you need for life, God is not going to send Jesus Christ to the cross again to get it for you. It's already there. But you need to seek it. James is an half brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. They live in the same house. He knows so much about Jesus Christ. He says something in James chapter 1 verse 5. Now when people like that talk, they knew when this Jesus was growing in their house. They knew what he used to do that was strange. This man said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and he shall be given him. If you lack wisdom, I'm not saying do you pass exam. Now, passing an exam is just 0000.01 of life. Because I've seen people pass exams and they are not doing well. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. But I'm talking about winning in life. Now, let me bring you to this. Oh, my God. Let me bring you to this. I want to show you what I'm talking about practically. I look at the man called Peter. He was a good fisherman, great businessman, but nothing was working. The Bible told us that he told Jesus, he said, I've toiled all night. And he said, but at your word. Now, see wisdom here. The wisdom says, throw your net into the deep. Simple instruction. Now, the thing is, the word think, we are so smart to understand that simple things that God asks us to do is too small compared to the problem we're facing. Oh, I have seen that one many times in the ministry, that people will just come with something very terrible, and the Lord will ask me to do something that is, I mean, to me, it looks as if, I mean, this, can this be the answer? Can this ever be the answer? I have seen somebody say he has migraine, and the Lord just said, look at this person's face and ask her to smile. And I said, look at me, smile. Now, to me, too, I was thinking it was that, but that was instruction. Wow. And as he smiled, the anointing rests upon her, and that's it. Now, that is the wisdom of God. It's not what you prayer beforehand. Oh, is it? Because we have too many shows that is called ministry. People are not connected with God. The fact that he did it like that last week does not mean he's going to do it this way. You are not the commander. You are not the controller. The Holy Ghost is. Yes. Now, he said here, if you lack wisdom, answers to questions of life, ask. You want to live a holy life? Ask. You want to live a righteous life? Ask. He said, he will give to you because it takes the wisdom of God to get there. So I saw from that scripture that wisdom don't just jump on you because you are a Christian. It takes a diligent search. Your Bible cannot be gathering dust on your table. You only take the Bible when you are going to church on Sunday. And even on Sunday, you even forgotten until you get to church. Oh, I don't know whether I'm talking to somebody. You can get wisdom that way. Just as you can't pass an exam that way, you can't get wisdom that way. Or you fellowshipping where the word of God is not preached, where the Holy Ghost is not allowed to do his job. You can't build wisdom like that. And I've seen a lot of people just saying, I don't know. I have prayed, I have fasted, I don't know what is going on. What is it that he told you to do? That is an answer. Now, I wish it works the way you want it to work, but it won't. I'm sorry to tell you that. It has to work the way he wants it. You need to come to a junction in your life whereby you can say, God, what do I need to do now? Tell me, speak to me. Speak to me. See, listen, get out of religion. You have a father. And your father loves you so much, even when it's a silly question, he still answers you. I think Jesus Christ asked Peter to shut up and get out of here when he was telling him, can we build 3 tabernacles here? One for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. He even forgot to mention his name. And Jesus Christ didn't just say, come on, get out of here. No, he's the answer. Now, that is the father that we have. He wants you to know, he wants you to be comfortable. There was a time in David's life, and David was the Philistines came and they took over, took everything. And he was so depressed. People were shouting on him. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. And in that situation, he looked up. God, shall I pursue? And God said, pursue. And you know that God came in and God gave him the victory. So next, the people came back again. And this time around, it is easy for you to just say, well, yeah, I know God will say as you pursue. Let me pursue. No, he said, he inquired again. The same God that answered David is your father. He asked, said, should I pursue? God said, don't pursue. This is my job. Now, when are you going to sit down? These finances that is not going well, God, what do I do? This is my head that is going down. That is always an answer with you. You cannot leave me. I didn't give birth to myself. I didn't create myself. I told somebody today, I said, when the person was just telling me how depressed, and I told this person, I said, do you create yourself? You got pregnant for yourself. You gave birth to yourself. You grew yourself. He said, no. I said, maybe you jumped down from heaven and everybody just saw you in your family. He said, no. I said, that means somebody planted you. He said, yes. I said, then the person that planted you, created you, has he been on vacation? He said, no. I said, now sit down, let's talk. That person that put you here got a plan. Amen. You may not see it now. That's why I'm talking to you tonight. Your case is not closed. Right. Don't let the devil tell you stories. Maybe somebody said, how do I hear him? Just as you hear your parents when you are growing up. Amen. It takes fellowship. It takes relationship before you begin to hear the way God speaks. It takes fellowshipping with the word of God, fellowshipping with the children of God, and you begin to hear the language. I don't have an explanation for a child of God that failed in life. You have God, and He wants to speak to you. Now, let me just get you this. Because many times, people think, oh, my case is so terrible, and everybody desert me. Now, listen, you have a God, a Father. Let me don't use the word God. Let me use the word Father, because God is too much religious. Now, when Jesus Christ came here, He changed the language. He said, my Father. So people know that we have a relationship. Now, watch this. He said, there is no temptation that has come to you in this world that is not common. God is able to make a way out of it. Don't let, oh yeah, starting from maybe they give you time to leave. Let me tell you, it's because God knows you can handle it. Now, the moment you begin to think it's bigger than you, then that's when the enemy takes over. Mm-hmm. I remember Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, wherefore let us come boldly to the throne of grace, and we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, tonight, don't go to bed until you settle your case.
Amen.
Daddy, I know you love me. Daddy, I know I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, because you can't continue this way. You can't continue toiling. You can't continue in sickness. You can't continue in disease. You can't continue in affliction. No, there is a way out. Let me share this testimony. And then I just pray with you. When we bought a building, and we need to just put it building in place. And I discovered when we bought the building, what we need to fix the building is more than the amount we bought the building. I'm talking about the job building there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I said, okay, now, what do we do? And I was in God's presence, and a scripture came to me from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. The builder and the finisher of all things is God. I called everybody around me, and I said, praise the Lord, we don't need to run around anymore. We have money for the building. They thought the bank has given us loan. No. And they said, where is the money? I said, it's in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. And everybody looked at me, and I go to church, and I said, praise the Lord. Everybody shouted. I said, we got the money. And everybody clapped. I said, the money is in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. I said, the money is coming from that book. I am telling you, the money came from that verse. Amen. We saw God just stepping. That is solution. Now, does that mean you won't find challenges? No, I'm telling you, you will win. That's what I'm saying. So if you are listening to me tonight, you want to get wisdom, join us tomorrow and come and connect wisdom. And I'm telling you, tomorrow is another opportunity to move higher. But before the wisdom of God come into your life, you need to know the wisdom giver, Jesus, the Son of the living God. And if you want to come into that place tonight, can you just pray this prayer after me? Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. I give you praise. I give you worship. I know I'm a sinner, but you died for me. From today, I give my life to you. Come inside of me. Come and live your life through me. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for loving me, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You are going to the top right now. Praise
Amen.
God.
Come on Amen. Now. Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are mightily blessed. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, the second service is a little bit later at 10 a.m. So come out for one of those services, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you. We will be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call at 904-646-8255. 8210. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Now, we want you to come out tomorrow's service. You don't want to miss it, because tomorrow's service is divine intervention. Woo! Divine intervention. Wow. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to Bishop about tomorrow's service of divine intervention. But right now, we want you to hang on, because we have Kiara Sheard on the way with Hang On. So stay right there. We'll be back after this. With your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out for one of those services. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. We certainly want to see you tomorrow, because tomorrow's service is the service of divine intervention. Now, Bishop, let me talk to you a little bit. Talk to us about this a little bit, because, you know, divine intervention. Now, intervention, as I know it, is when there's a problem or a situation or circumstances where it needs to be intervened. Someone has to intervene and step in.
Yeah.
So now, how does that connect with divine intervention?
Okay. Now, simply stated, God is stepping in.
Woo! Hey, all right. Yes.
Now, it doesn't matter what is going on. In fact, there is a very strong instruction that the Holy Ghost gave me. And he said that we should write out the request. What do you want me to do for you? Now, many times we think God is overwhelmed. I don't know where that one came from. Now, he said everything that we need, we should write it for. I discovered from the scripture that God can read letters.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sennacherib wrote a letter to Hezekiah, and he presented it to the Lord. And God read it.
Mm-hmm.
So God read letters. Yes. I want you to write out tomorrow as you come for this service. Yes. It's divine intervention. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want God to step in for you? Write them out. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it before the throne of grace. He told me what to do. When you come tomorrow, we
will see. Wow. We are certainly
going to see glory already coming.
Amen. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Now, Bishop, just as you were saying that, it brought to my remembrance where you told us once before to write out some things that we wanted God to do for us. Yeah. And, you know, I'm talking, you know, I've been in CREPA, 7 years now? And some years back, I wrote out some things.
Yeah.
And do you know, I was able to come across that paper that I wrote those things out on. And when I tell you, Bishop, oh, my goodness, I looked at that paper to see the things that I wanted God to do for me. And we came to that anointed service.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, so many of those things have been done already. Oh, my
Glory
goodness.
To Jesus.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. So God is answering. He is. He's answering.
He's
stepping in. Yes, yes, yes. So come out tomorrow and write down. Before you come, sit down and write down the things that you want God to do for you. The things that you want God to intervene in your life for. Write them down and come out tomorrow. Come to that 8 o'clock service at 8 a.m. tomorrow, or come to the 10 o'clock service at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly for your divine intervention. We want to see you there. Now, if you need a ride, just call us. We'll come and get you. That number to call is 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. I am so excited, Bishop. I'm telling you, I will certainly be there. I've already written my stuff down. So, so I will certainly be there because God does answer. I'm telling you, He's a God that answers.
Yes.
So now we're going to introduce the fulfillment team that's here with us live in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here. We have Brother Clarence here, Sister Thunder is here, and of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. We're so happy that you are tuned in with us tonight. We know that you are mightily, mightily blessed. And now it's time for us to go into that segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into it this week is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, welcome back. And
oh,
how are you tonight?
Thank you, Sister Jan. You know, I saw that coming way back there that, you know, you were going to say, hey, welcome back. But it is always a pleasure to be in the studio with you and everyone that is listening. We thank God for you being on this ear with us. It is always you are in the right place at the right time. Every Saturday, 7 to 8. But you know, first we want to just thank the Lord for our Father in the Lord. Bishop, thank you, sir.
Welcome.
You know, when God used you every Saturday to bring this word to us, you know, we being in the studio, I could tell you guys that we feel the power of the word coming through you. And we just continue to pray that God increase that unction over you, sir. Sir, you know, you spoke some very, very potent words about failure. You said, man, no child of God should face failure.
No.
Yes, because the God that we serve, He never lose.
Mm-mm.
He's stronger than all.
Yeah.
He's mightier than all. He creates all things. Mm-hmm. There is nothing impossible with Him.
Yeah.
All things are possible with our Father. Thank you, sir, for that revelation. You know, but the thing that I want you to help us, sir, is this. God's word, it's never void of power. You've always told us this, to say, you know what? You know, have God's kind of faith. You know, speak God's word. God's word is a seed.
Yeah.
When you speak it in your situation, what happens is as you plant that seed, it produces after its kind.
Mm.
If you speak fear, fear comes after it, that seed of fear you speak in your mouth. But where I want you to help us is this. Failure, it's a strategy from the enemy to deceive you in thinking that what you are using, that fear, is the right way of living when it's not. Because when you use God's way of thinking, of doing things, you've always told us you win.
You win. It doesn't matter.
You speak God's word. God's word has God's kind of faith.
That's it.
God's faith is in His word. But you were saying something. He said, you know, if you don't know these things, then you're going to say what you don't know, which is the enemy is going to tell you what you don't know. And this is where you mentioned, don't be a Sunday Bible reading Christian.
No, it's not going to work.
And this is where the issue is, because If you're only reading that Bible on Sundays and you only listen to people on the radio, you don't have time with the Word, then you don't know what is in the documents that's helping you. But my question, sir, is there are so many avenues to get the Word of God.
Oh, yes.
Now you are speaking the Word of God. But this is not the only way that people can have it. I want to go to the method of the fellowship.
Okay.
Where we meet every Sunday. We meet on Wednesdays. We meet Bible studies and you have these programs. You know, now the enemy has created an opportunity for people to think that, oh, I have to work. I am always busy. I'm doing this. People get caught up in all these activities of life. I remember Jesus was telling Mary, he said, none of that matters.
Mm-mm.
None of that matters.
No.
He said, the only thing that matters is the one that you sit with the Word,
okay,
receiving it,
that's
because
it.
That's where eternal life comes from.
Mm.
Help me understand this, sir. If you miss these opportunities to be in fellowships, how easy is the enemy to deal with you when you are dealing with circumstances? You know, because people, we want to justify why I'm not in church. I can get it on the YouTube. I can get it on the radio.
Mm.
These are not avenues for you to be equipped.
Mm. You see, thank you, Brother Christian. One of the things that the enemy does is to use the legitimate way for you to cheat you. Yeah, everybody know I'm busy. Now, let me just say this one before I go back into that question. Your job is not supposed to give you your provision.
That's right.
Your job is for your fulfillment.
That's right.
Is to develop your potential.
That's right.
It is God that provides for you.
That's right.
Now, see, now, I have never met anybody that said, I got this job, and they said, all my needs will be met. Just come. Now, they will provide a good environment for you to work. That's it. They will rate you the way they want to rate you, to pay you, power, whatever. But they will not guarantee that all your needs shall be met.
That's right.
Only God said that my God shall supply all my needs. No job. Now, what the enemy does is to give you job that will take you away from provision. So you begin to labor all your life, and yet you can't meet up with your desires. You see, I don't care, you may be doing 10 jobs, you will still be looking for more. It is only Jesus that told us, if you depend on me, he said, I feed the birds of the air.
That's right.
I can feed you. Now, oh, Bishop, are you saying we should not work? No. You are working to express the gifting of God in your life. That must not take over your fellowship with the one that sent you here.
That's right.
Now, if you don't fellowship with God, you are dry. Now, listen, it is you that they didn't know. The enemy is the one planning those jobs. I'm telling you, he will get you. Anything that takes you away from fellowship is not from God, no matter how legitimate you think it is.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Because, you know, if you get distracted, sir, Brother Clarence, you're coming in here. But, you know, when people get distracted and they don't pay attention to these things around them, they get confused. And then the enemy sets a trap.
That's it.
He steals the Word.
I have seen people die on job.
Mm, yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right,
Bishop. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Man, Bishop, you spoke some words this evening here. Failure, and we know as children of God, failure is not fatal.
No.
For us, failure is not fatal. And the only reason we know that failure is not fatal is because of the Word. The Word that is being taught, speaking on what Brother Christian was saying, the Word of God. If you know what the Word of God is saying to you, for you, and about you, there is no failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to understand, you know, failure doesn't disqualify us either. You know, a lot of times we think because we fail or we are disqualified from what God has for us. But God loves a redemption story, every last one of us.
Mm.
That's what I want to say.
Okay, now before, let me just say something about what Brock, Clarence just said. You see, it's true that failure is not fatal. It is not failure that determines your life. It is your response to what you face in life.
That's right. That's right.
It's all about attitude.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Now, if you have failed before,
that doesn't make you a failure.
That's right.
No.
No, 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 sir.
Somebody that failed is the person that gave up.
Yes, sir.
I'm so depressed, I don't want to come and stand up.
Amen, amen.
That God inside of you don't know failure.
That's right.
Amen.
Bishop, my question is real quick. So we're talking about fellowship, and we talked about how we have things at church. But I know, coming from a military family, sometimes you're not in a position to fellowship with others.
Okay.
What else can an individual do, especially if they can't fellowship, like they're overseas on deployment or whatever? What can they do to build, increase their fellowship with God?
Oh, easy. Now, I have never seen a generation that God has blessed like this generation. Now, take, for example, anybody on the planet Earth. Now, we see people from Australia joining us on the broadcast. Yes. We see people from Africa, from Europe joining us on the broadcast. Now, you can do that.
Right.
Now, but the point is that you have to join the ones that is preaching the truth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's so many things that is on the YouTube. There's so many things that are on the Facebook. And some of them are not the word of God, just the word of man.
Right.
You see, it puts you more in bondage. But you as a believer, even if you are in the military or whatever, wherever you are, that God has put you at a point in time, you can still maintain a time of fellowship with God. You see, you can read your Bible. You can connect things like this. And when you have opportunity, join the children of God. Because there is no way we can compare meeting each other with what we get on the TV or whatever. It goes a long way because we are able to touch each other and have the feeling of what somebody is going through at a point in time.
Thank you, Bishop. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, sir. You know, Sister Jen, you know, talking about fellowship, you know, tomorrow is another opportunity. If you're listening to us, we want you to make time to join Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow, because tomorrow is a day we have two services. And so being in that assembly, you're going to be empowered not only to have the opportunity to share the word as it's been preached, but there's going to be strategies coming spiritually to give you the ability to do it when you leave the service, so that you will have the opportunity to keep that fellowship going. Am I right, Sister Jan?
You're absolutely right, Brother Christian. Tomorrow is the service of divine intervention. And so you want to come out for that service tomorrow and prepare yourself before you come, because I want you to come expecting. Come out, go prepare yourself. Write down what you want God to do for you. Write it down. Come to the service and watch God work in your life.
That's
tomorrow's service is Divine Intervention. It's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we have two services. The 8 a.m. service is that early service, so you don't have to miss anything if you get up early. And the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, call us. We'll certainly come and pick you up, because we don't want you to miss out on what God wants to do in your life. So give us a call. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. We certainly want to see you there. That's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 7171 Arlington Expressway, for the service of divine intervention.
Thank you,
so thank you so much. That was a wonderful segment, The Moment of Change. That was Dr. Abiola Idowu, Brother Christian, and the Fulfillment Family. And now, if you can see me, you see this big smile on my face, because now it's time for us to move into that segment that is my favorite part of the broadcast. Why? Because this is where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. And tonight, Bishop, we have an awesome testimony coming forth. You know, we serve a God that will surprise us.
I'm telling you, this testimony
this week that we had last week, God really surprised this person. Right. Now, this person testified that in her profession, you know, she has to get so many CEUs in order to keep her license to operate in the state of Florida in that profession. And at some point, I guess she must have got pretty busy, and she wasn't able to get all of her CEUs. And so at the last minute, she started scrambling. I would see that she would leave church early and try to get home and get on the computer and get those classes done and get the seminars done and all of that. But at some point, she really just didn't make it. And Bishop, you always told us that these things can never happen to a child of God.
Yeah,
it just can't happen. And she believed that because, you know, she just, you know, said she's not going to worry about it. She knows she didn't make the classes. She knows she didn't get all the CEUs. And lo and behold, that company sent her a message that they were auditing her CEUs to see if she had enough. And so they did the audit. She wouldn't worry about it. She cast it on the Lord.
That's it.
And I'm telling you, Bishop, she received a email about the disposition of that audit. And it told her, it started out, you know, when they started out saying congratulations. It started out saying congratulations. You have completed.
Wow.
Bishop, you say it many times. It's just a computer. It's just a system. God stepped into that situation. I'm telling you, that was awesome.
Oh my God. Can you just hear that testimony?
Yes.
I remember I was hearing the testimony on Sunday. I said, oh God, you are a computerist.
Amen.
You are an engineer. You are a doctor. Everything. He would just listen. He said, I am the God of all flesh.
Yes, sir.
Is anything too hard for me?
Yes.
You see, the lady in question released a faith.
Amen.
To the spoken word. Now, let's think about this. What if she didn't hear that word?
I'm telling you.
She will be struggling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And probably will be saying, God just wants me to go through this. And God will just say, why should I want you to go through this? He sent forth his word and the lady just, click a faith with the word. Another word is coming tomorrow.
Amen. Right. Tomorrow.
Come on now.
Word is coming.
Bring all your requests. Mm. The one that make the heavens and the earth spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to intervene.
Amen. Amen. And that's the thing. I'm telling you,
we
just serve a God that answers prayer. We serve a God that answers prayer.
Mm.
And speaking of that, now it's time to open the phone lines.
Oh, okay.
Now, we're getting ready to open the phone lines. If you need prayer for anything in your life, there is nothing too hard for God. So if you need prayer, we're going to give you the number. You can call us live into the studio. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. The number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. The phone lines are now open, and the number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. You may have heard something in the moment of change, something in the message that came forth that stirred something in your spirit. You may just want Bishop to pray for a situation, any circumstance that's happening. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Now, Sister Thunder, we have some other things going on in CREPA this month, and we have a big thing going on next month. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, next month we have our Dominion Celebration.
Woo!
So we would love for you to join us. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
That's right.
We want you to join us on October 5th through October 7th. The theme is Higher Ground. Higher Ground.
Wow.
Is anybody ready for Higher
Ground?
Yes,
Higher Ground.
We begin at 7 p.m. on Friday, October 5th, and Saturday, October 6th. The blessings of the Dominion Celebration continue on October 7th during our Sunday service, which begins at 10 a.m. The location is 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out and experience how God uses Bishop Francis Walioki during this event. This is an encounter you don't want to miss. So join us on Friday, October 5th at 7 p.m., Saturday, October 6th at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, October 7th at 10 a.m. And don't run off after service because we're going to have our family lunch. It's going to be held immediately after service, so stay with us. Sister Jan, is there a caller?
Yes, Sister Thunder, we actually do have a caller on the line. And tonight, before I take this call, I want to give that number out to the station again. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by, and he's ready to pray with you. So tonight we have Sister Caroline on the line. Sister Caroline, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, I do need some serious prayer. I have a witch lady for a neighbor, and she is driving me out of my mind. So I do need some serious prayer.
Okay. You see, you are the light. There is no witch that is born from satanic kingdom that can get you out of your position. I like, I will, before I pray with you, I will put a word in your mouth. You have to keep on saying, wherever, Joshua 1:3, wherever the sole of my feet shall step, I shall possess. Father, I stand by the authority of your word. Lord Jesus, the Bible says, and the light shine in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Oh, you foul spirit, demonic power, power of the enemy, or you cancer of darkness, hear the word of the Lord. I come against you over this child of the living God. I destroy your plan. I put a fear and a dread in your heart now in the name of Jesus. And I declare you are free from today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Before I go, write it down. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24 and 25. Read that scripture. You will see that which it will run away.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Tell me again, Deuteronomy what?
2, 24 to 25.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 2, 24 to 25. Thank you so much, well. Sister Carolyn. God bless you. So this is your hour of destiny.
Going on for a while.
Yes, this is your hour of destiny fulfillment, and we are live in the studio. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 904-296-2251. Give us a call at 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. He can connect, call in and connect, because you don't have to settle for that situation that's happening. You don't have to settle for it. Call in. Get some divine intervention tonight. Mm-hmm. Give us a call here in the studio at 904-296-2251. Back to you, Sister Thunder.
Yes, our next food giveaway will be held on Saturday, October 20th. Join us every third Saturday of each month for free food giveaway from 12 to 2 p.m. Matthew 25, verse 35 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in." Come for the free food giveaway. And also, you can come and gather food for someone else that's in need. So, by all means, be a blessing to your friends, your family, your coworkers. That date, again, is Saturday, October 20th. Sister Jan, we have a caller?
Yes, we do have a call on the line. And tonight, we have Sister Tora on the line. Sister Tora, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Wisdom. Good, good, good. The Bible says, "Whosoever lack of wisdom shall ask." Now we are going to agree based on the scripture. Father, Lord, we thank you because of your wisdom. Thank you because of your power. We have access because you told us we can come boldly. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, for your wisdom for your daughter. I release your wisdom. I release your wisdom upon her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill her, oh God, with your wisdom beyond human understanding, physically, spiritually, in every form. Let your wisdom speak on her behalf. And we give you thanks because we know it is done. We take it for her now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tora. God bless you. So you're listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are live in the studio tonight. Dr. Idowu is praying for you. If you need prayer, just give us a call. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, I'm telling you, we've been talking about this Dominion celebration.
Oh, my God.
This is the next big thing in Crepa.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's coming up October the 5th through the 7th. Now, Sister Thunder was telling us about it, but I just want to make sure that everybody know that you need to put this on your calendar.
On your calendar.
You need
very
to clear
important.
Your schedule.
Oh.
I mean, this is it starts Friday night.
Friday night.
Friday night at 7 p.m. And then it's coming again at Saturday at 7 p.m. And again Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Yes.
So you need to be there for that, because Dominion, just in Dominion itself, you know, we're in Dominion. We have Dominion
yes.
over all things.
Everything.
We have dominion. And if you don't know that, you certainly need to be there.
Yeah.
Because you need to know what is yours.
Yes.
Then you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know what to look for. Bishop, tell us about Dominion Celebration.
Now, I want you to know that there comes a time in somebody's life that you say, enough. You tell the devil, get out of here. And you see, we rule in the kingdom by the power of the truth. Now, the man of God that is going to be a blessing to us, I've been a man that I've been a blessing to the whole world. I mean, be travel wide. And we have seen God confirm the word in his mouth with miracles, signs, and wonders.
That's right.
And he's coming with a great impartation.
Amen.
And the theme is higher ground.
Higher ground.
I want to encourage you. Just say, God, let these 3 days change my story forever.
Yes.
You don't want to repeat the same thing that happened in your life last year.
Mm-hmm.
You want the divine hand of God to just separate you from things that you don't want. And this is the meeting you've been waiting for. There's going to be a time for prayer, for healing. There's going to be a prophetic word for your life. There's going to be a change of story in your life through this meeting in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So you want to come out to the Dominion Celebration October the 5th through the 7th. Don't miss it. So, Bishop, back to the phone lines. We have Sister Dorothy on the line. Sister Dorothy, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Dorothy, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? I think
my name is Ruby.
Okay, I think we dropped Sister Dorothy. Sister Dorothy, we'll get back with you. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I would like prayer for a new job.
New job?
Prayer for a new job.
Okay, now, I want you to receive it as I speak that new job into your life. Because if you see Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and you say, I need a job, I think he will just tell you, take. And I speak in the name of Jesus. Receive a new job right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says who does not work is not supposed to eat. And therefore, I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, the favor you need to get the job that will give you joy and fulfillment. Take it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ruby. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call in is 904-296-2251. The number to call is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, talking about the Dominion Celebration, I don't know why I can't get off this Dominion Celebration. You know, seriously, it just keeps coming back to me. It's going to be a celebration of magnitude.
Oh,
I'm telling you, it's going to be paramount. So, I mean, if this is your first time hearing us talk about it, oh my goodness, we've been talking about it all month long, because this is something that you want to be a part of. It's the Dominion Celebration at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. It's going to take place October the 5th through the 7th. That's Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You want to mark your calendar. You want to put it on your date book. Put it on your Outlook. I mean, put it everywhere. Put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Put it on your refrigerator door. Put it everywhere so you don't forget that you need to be to this. I mean, if you're tired of the same old, if you're tired of the status quo and you want to move to a higher level, this is higher ground. Yeah. This is your entrance to higher ground.
Yes.
So come out to this Dominion Celebration. That's October the 5th through the 7th. We want to see you there. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So now it's almost time. Our time is almost up, and we got to get out of here. But I want to let you know that we do have two services tomorrow. So come out to tomorrow's services for divine intervention.
Yeah.
Come out tomorrow's service. 8 a.m. is the early service, and 10 a.m. is the second service. If you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. So we thank you so much for tuning in. We thank for all the phone calls that we receive. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola E. DeWusa. We'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive.